baby, welcome to the latest edition of the Hitman Chronicles. This is your host, the original great Rob Silver, and I don't know how I was able to work a double shift today, get home at 1 in the morning, watch WWE SmackDown from Friday night on my DVR, and then I went to Daily Motion, and I saw the Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk exclusively about Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney today. Exclusively. I want to put out a quick note. The upset of the year happened Friday night. There's a fighter that is promoted by Lou DiBella, Curtis Scobie. And ladies and gentlemen, Curtis Scobie is a one-dimensional brawler. I have said this before. Eventually, he was going to get exposed. Well, he lost to a journeyman, Dakota Linger, who beat the hell out of him as they fought in a toe-to-toe war. And then the fight was stopped in the sixth round. Curtis Scobie's undefeated record. Now, Scobie is 13-1, and Scobie is going to be food for the rest of his career at 140. He's got great punching power, but you need skills. You need to be able to avoid punches. The man has no defense whatsoever, and like my father taught me when I was 8 years old, back in January of 1977, 47 years ago, when I first started watching boxing while I was under the learning tree with my father, he would tell me that the brawlers have limited shelf life and do not be fascinated by their punching power, because eventually they will run into somebody that could take their punch and either going to outpunch them, or they're going to run into an elite boxer who's going to make a miss all night and eventually get worn down and knocked out. Well, he fought a guy that could take his punishment, and instead Scobie got battered, and Scobie was a 50-1 favorite. So Dakota Linger is the runaway favorite right now for upset of the year. Congratulations, Dakota Linger. And as far as Curt Scobie goes, he's a one-trick pony. And he's at 140 pounds. And as we're about to talk about the 140-pound landscape today, he's food for all those guys. He's going nowhere and nowhere fast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. Forget about the preliminaries at the Barclays Center tonight. We're only talking one fight and one fight only. And that's Devin Haney, who came into the fight as the WBC Criminal Cartel Super Lightweight Champion against Ryan Garcia. And first and foremost, I've been ripping this fight for weeks about why did they put it in the Barclays Center. This fight would have sold out Vegas. This fight would have sold out whatever they're calling the Staples Center today. This fight would have sold out where the Golden State Warriors play in San Francisco. This fight was tailor-made for the West Coast. Golden Boy brought it to Brooklyn. The ticket sales were abysmal. They're being close. They're being a very tight-lipped about how many people paid. And you saw tonight the fight. It was very dark. I don't know, because I wasn't paying Vegas prices. They were charging $1,000 for mid-level seats. Man, get the fuck out of here. It went down to $800. Eventually, it went down to $200 for nosebleed seats. No, I don't do that nonsense. No. And I made a great day in pay today. I did a double shift. I got triple time because I worked on a Saturday. And I turned my notifications off of Twitter. I told my closest friends, I told my nephew not to text me. My nephew's a big Ryan Garcia fan. Do not text me. I will talk in the morning. Well, right now, it is 3:47 a.m. 20 minutes ago, after watching SmackDown, I finally finished watching Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. And ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Garcia suckered Devin Haney. The same way Roberto Duran suckered Sugar Ray Leonard in their first fight. Ryan Garcia made you guys believe, made me believe too, that he was a nut, that he was unhinged, that he wasn't mentally prepared to fight. And then he put on the performance of a lifetime because he suckered Devin Haney into slugging with him. Devin Haney is a beautiful boxer when he's moving from the outside, making you miss, like his idol Floyd Mayweather. I called Devin Haney a few years ago Fraud Mayweather. Now, I was a bit harsh when I said that. But Devin Haney is skillfully a better fighter than Ryan Garcia. But his one Achilles heel is Devin Haney doesn't have the greatest chin, as shown against Jorge Linares and JoJo Diaz. He got hurt in both those fights. And those guys don't punch like Ryan Garcia. If Haney would have stuck and moved, maybe it would have been boring, but he would have won a decision. Instead, from the very opening round, he began slugging with Ryan Garcia. And in the first round, Garcia staggered Haney with his left hook. And then Haney stood in the middle of the ring and started trying to walk Garcia down. And now Garcia is moving a lot. And Haney carried the action because Garcia did nothing between rounds 2 and 5. All those rounds were easily Haney because Garcia was holding. He was moving, but he wasn't throwing punches. Haney was behind a nice left jab, was controlling the action. Then in the 6th round, Garcia started off strong with a beautiful combination that hurt Haney. I gave Garcia to the 6th round. And then the fireworks, the turning point. The fireworks began because the turning point was the 7th round, where once again, Garcia staggers Haney with a left hook, drops him with a combination, and now Haney's hurt. And then Garcia made a huge mistake as referee Harvey Dock. Now, I like Harvey Dock as a referee, but he might be a tad overrated because he was involved too much today. As soon as they held, he didn't try to have the fighters fight out of a clinch. He kept getting in front. And with Haney hurt, he got in front and Garcia hit Haney on the break. And Harvey Dock immediately took a point away. So Garcia won rounds 6 and 7. Round 7 should have been a 10-8 round. It was a 9-8 round because he was deducted a point. And then in round 8, I thought Garcia continued the momentum. And after 8 rounds, I had the fight dead even. Dead even. Round 9, I gave to Haney. So after 9 rounds, I had Haney up by 1 point. And then in the 10th round, Haney got dropped with what? A left hook. And Haney was out on his feet. There were several times Haney went down and the referee kept calling it a slip. Haney was hurt badly. And this was back in the 7th round. You could have called 2 or 3 knockdowns in the 7th round. Haney kept going down and referee Harvey Dock kept, erroneously in my opinion, calling it a slip. But round 10, Haney went down. Round goes to Garcia. Round 11, Haney went down again from another what? Left hook. I had an 85-84 Haney after 9 rounds. After 11 rounds, I had it 104-101 Garcia. And Haney needed a knockout. And Haney, ladies and gentlemen, Devin Haney has 2 huge flaws. Well, 1 flaw he could hide by being a great defensive-minded boxer. He doesn't have much of a punch. And this is a guy who's much bigger than when he was at 135 and 140. He's much bigger than that weight class. He has to drain himself to make weight. Ryan Garcia purposely missed weight so he could have the advantage of not being weight drained. Ryan Garcia played Devin Haney and Bill Haney like a fiddle. He played the media. He played the boxing fans like a fiddle. throughout the entire lead up to this fight. And in the last week, you had Ryan Garcia in a New York City nightclub with his shirt off and claiming he was drunk. I don't think he was drunk. There was also a woman who posted on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter that she had Ryan Garcia and her were in a room together, and Ryan Garcia was like, no, no, no means yes. And Ryan posted, ladies and gentlemen, that woman, I believe, was in on it. That was all a scam. This was all Ryan Garcia pulling a Kanye West. All right. He did all of this. Even had Bill Haney a few days ago say that Devin Haney was going to kill Ryan Garcia in the middle of the ring, that they're going to go toe-to-toe. And you know what? Bill Haney was right. They were going to toe-to-toe. Devin Haney doesn't have the punching power to go toe-to-toe with anybody with that type of punching power. A mistake Shakur Stevenson would have never made, but Shakur Stevenson is a topic for later on in the podcast, because I've got to redo my pound-for-pound top five right now, because Devin Haney is no longer in my top five. He goes from number three. I had Haney as the third best fighter in the world. After seeing his performance tonight, he's no longer in my top five. Is he still in my top 10? I don't know. But he's no longer in my top five. I will give you my top five later on. Rounds 10 and round 11, Ryan Garcia hurt Haney over and over again. Dropped him in the 10th round. Dropped him in the 11th round. In the 12th round, Haney had nothing on his punching power, and I thought Garcia did enough to win that round. 7-5 on my scorecard. 114-110 Ryan Garcia was my final score. Ladies and gentlemen, one judge had it even, 112-112. I'm not going to complain about that score, because there was two rounds that could have gone either way. You give those two rounds to, which was the 12th round and the 8th round. The 8th round and the 12th round were swing rounds. You could have, either fighter could have won those rounds, and Haney, if he gets those rounds, which he probably did on that scorecard, all right, 112-112. Overruled by the two other judges, 114-110, one judge had it, which is the same as my scorecard, and 113-109 for the winner. And now, he's not a champion because he missed weight, but you know what? Once again, Ryan Garcia is smart. So what? He's not the WBC world champion. So what? He's never won a world champion. He beat Devin Haney in a fight that Ryan Garcia needed for his legacy, needed for his career. Ryan Garcia has a huge fan base. This is the type of win that boxing needs, because young Latin kids, my nephew is 18 years old. He follows Ryan Garcia on TikTok and YouTube and Twitter. He likes Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia has a huge fan base among young Latin American men and young Latin American women, especially the women. This is the type of fight that boxing needed, somebody like Ryan Garcia with Ryan Garcia's sex appeal, star power, and charisma to win, and Ryan Garcia won. Look, I predicted Haney was going to win by easy decision. I was wrong. But I'm glad I was wrong, because Ryan Garcia is the type of fighter we need in boxing today. And a lot of people were criticizing Ryan Garcia. I thought he was done, but I tried not to be too vocal about it, because in the back of my head, I'm like, this got to be an act. There's no way anybody like this can be this mentally. It was too forced. But people actually believe that this kid was off his rocker. People were claiming he was trying to get out of the fight. He was trying to find a way to not fight because he knew he had no chance of winning. They were wrong. And I was wrong thinking that Ryan Garcia didn't have the skill to beat a Devin Haney. He's got the punching power. As far as Ryan Garcia's skill goes, he's got a beautiful jab. He didn't throw it in his fight. He relied on his power, and Devin Haney played into it by going toe-to-toe with Ryan Garcia. Huge mistake. Because it gives a guy with Garcia an opportunity to land his vintage left hook because Haney's not moving. Haney's right in front of him. And Haney kept doing the Harlem Shake every time he got hit with that left hook in the first round, in the eighth round, in the 10th round, and the 11th round. And you get knocked down three times in a fight, in a close fight, you lose it. I don't want to hear anybody, and I haven't gone on social media yet. I wanted to record this podcast first. I'm going to go on social media as soon as I release this podcast. Because as soon as I finish recording this, I'm putting straight out there for the masses. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Garcia put on a masterful display of psychological warfare. He totally fooled the public. He fooled the boxing media. Bill Haney was talking a lot of shit. And Bill Haney and Devin Haney were contemplating who they're going to beat after Garcia. It was already a done deal. They were going to win this fight. Oh, we're going to fight Subriel Martinez. Yesterday, there was a report that he was ready to fight one of his mandatory. Well, that mandatory will be fighting for the vacant WBC title. You can't look past your opponent. Now, let me get on to, well, no, this is going to be predominantly about Ryan Garcia, Devin, and by the way, the Hitman Chronicles Fighter of the Week is only one choice, Ryan Garcia, and he's a leading contender for Fighter of the Year right now, ladies and gentlemen, and he is going to be the Comeback Fighter of the Year. This is the type of loss that Devin Haney is going to have to overcome. Now he's got to show his intestinal fortitude. Does he bounce back? Because he's in a division at 140 with heavy hitters like a Subriel Matias, like a Ryan Garcia. You could forget about Devin Haney versus Tank Davis anytime soon. That fight lost a lot of luster after tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The fight that you need to look at is, will Tank Davis get past Frank the Ghost Martin? And Tank Davis, I can get to it now. Let's do the segue. Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson got into a war of words on Twitter. And it really disgusted me because fans of both men were throwing shots. Ladies and gentlemen, I stay on Twitter because that's how I get the bulk of my listeners to the podcast. Over 90% of my listeners come from Twitter, okay? And I appreciate all you guys out there that listen to the podcast. I met most of y'all through Twitter, the vast majority of y'all. But I am sick and tired of fans of hip-hop and fans of boxing acting like their idols, the men that they love to watch fight or rap. You guys act like they're your brothers or sisters. You act like they're your lovers. You act like if somebody criticizes them, you have to defend them. These people don't know you. Look, people try to come at me on Twitter for my boxing take. And I said, look, I don't argue about boxing on Twitter. You want to hear my viewpoints on what I felt? Somebody asked me yesterday, Who I got, Haney or Garcia? I said, listen to my podcast. I'm not talking boxing on Twitter because somebody's going to argue with my take, and it's my take, it's my opinion, and then I'm going to have to block your bitch ass. No, I ain't got time for it. I stopped talking about hip-hop on Twitter a long fucking time ago because there are a lot of brain-dead people on Twitter, and I'm not just talking about young people, ages 18 to 80. You guys have your opinion. Everybody's entitled to your opinion. But you can't force your opinion on somebody else. And you can't defend somebody that don't know who the hell you are. These people don't know you. You've got these Tank Davis dick riders, Errol Spence dick riders. And now you have Devin Haney dick riders. And now I got to go and check on them. Devin Haney lost tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But he was not robbed. All right. Ryan Garcia sucker them into a slugfest. The psychological warfare worked, and he swept the second half of the fight. I only had him losing the eighth round. I had him winning five of the last six rounds, and in three of those rounds, he scored knockdowns. That's a decisive win, 114-110. Ryan Garcia, you know, I like the kid. I like the kid. He's anybody who knows him personally that I've talked to that talk about him, whether it's Derek James, the trainer, Oscar De La Hoya, Bernard Hopkins, they all say he's a good kid. He's a nice kid. You can tell that he's a very sweet. He's a sweetheart. But being a sweetheart wasn't working for him, and he was too nice in the fight against Tank Davis. And if he fought Tank Davis 100 times, Tank Davis knocks him out 100 times. The styles just don't mix. He turned Kanye West during the build-up to this fight. First and foremost, I think he was doing it because nobody was buying tickets to the fucking fight. And I thought, all right, he's doing this to drum up interest. And he was coming up with conspiracy theories. And he really got under Devin Haney's skin, especially kept saying, Devin Haney, you got diddied by Pete, because that piece of shit, Sean Combs, took a picture with Devin Haney with their shirts off by the pool. And so Devin Haney is very sensitive about that picture. And Ryan Garcia kept egging him on. Psychological warfare, ladies and gentlemen. Devin Haney, when he got into the ring tonight, or 5 hours ago, he came in with the intention of knocking out Ryan Garcia, and he almost got knocked out in the first round. Now, back to Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson. Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson have their own fights coming up, yet they are spending more time battling each other on Twitter. And Javante Davis, I know, is probably going to go off on Devin Haney, because him and Devin Haney were going back and forth. You guys, if you have fights scheduled, even if you're elite fighters, and Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson are elite fighters, Devin Haney, I thought so much of Devin Haney, I had him as the third best fighter in the world. Not anymore. He's not the third best fighter in the world. Let me get my pound-for-pound rankings out of the way right now. I'm just doing top five. In my opinion, the best fight in the world is Nael Monster Inoue. He fights in exactly 2 weeks, right? The day before my 56th birthday, in a sold-out Tokyo Dome. Right? He's number one. Number two is Terrence Bud Crawford. There's rumors that he's going to have a fight against one of the criminal cartel 154-pound champions in August, promoted by that by the Saudi Arabian mass-murdering government. Ladies and gentlemen, I will never call another man His Excellency. What the fuck are you guys smoking on Twitter? Oh, His Excellency is bringing boxing back. Oh, if my father was alive and he heard me call another man His Excellency, he slapped the living shit out of me. What the fuck's your problem? Calling another man His Excellency. The man who comes from a government that beheads people, that kill innocent people at a whim. Are you fucking kidding me? Saudi Arabia, the real masterminds behind 9/11. Look it up, right? Ryan Garcia was throwing out all these theories, talking about 9/11. He was going off, and he was tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning, the most utter nonsense, complete babble. Ryan Garcia is a highly intelligent young man. He knew what he was doing, and it was working. It worked. Okay, so number one of my new pound for pound list, Inoue and Crawford, still 1 and 2. Devin Haney's no longer 3. You can't get a top 5 spot after putting a performance like you did tonight against a fighter that you should have beaten. If you would have fought your fight. No. He's no longer number 3. My number 3 fighter, pound for pound now, is Dimitri Bivol. Number 4 is the one, the only, Alexander Usyk. And now my number 5 pound for pound fighter in the world is Jesse Bam Rodriguez. That's my top 5. Canelo could be 6. You got Shakur and Tank battling for 7th and 8th. Arthur better be of 9th. And if you want to give Haney the 10th spot, let's give Haney the 10th spot and see what happens down the road. So that's my top 10 pound for pound rankings here on the Hitman Chronicles. Ryan Garcia impressed the hell out of me tonight, man. I mean, he came in with a game plan and he stuck to it, and he out-punched, out-brawled, out-witted Devin Haney. Devin Haney's supposed to be a master ring technician, and he threw all that out the window. Wound up getting dropped 3 times. Could have been more, because in the 7th round, he went down another 2-3 times. That Harvey Dock, I thought erroneously called it a slip. Every time Haney got caught flush with that left hook, he did the Harlem Shake. Or he's from San Francisco. I don't know what you would call it. The San Francisco Milkshake. I don't know what the fuck you call it. But he was not on his game tonight. Ryan Garcia took advantage of it because Ryan Garcia got into his head. Now, you got a lot of great fights coming up. Okay? You've got a lot of great fights coming up. You got, well, I don't call it a great fight, but you're going to have Canelo in a couple of weeks beat the shit out of Jaime Munguia. That's a mismatch. Don't believe the hype. But you got on May 18th the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship of the World for the first time in over 20 years, because the last Undisputed Champion was Lennox Lewis. Don't believe that four-belt hype bullshit. Lennox Lewis was the Undisputed Heavyweight Champion of the World because everybody looked at the WBO title as a fucking joke back then, right? Well, the winner of Usyk versus Fury will be the Undisputed Heavyweight Champion. I'm going to have a preview show the week before that. I've got 4 predictions from 4 great boxing fans. And I will do my customary recreation of play-by-plays by both fighters. Fury, one of his fights against Deontay Wilder. Usyk with one of his fights against Anthony Joshua. And then I will end the podcast with my prediction the week before that fight. And then I will do another prediction show the week before the June 1st fight between Dmitry Bivol and Artur Beterbiev for the Undisputed Light Heavyweight Championship of the World. And if you guys want to send in your predictions, my email is Robert Silva, RobertSilva57@hotmail.com. Now, we also have, they haven't officially put it to bed, but they said it's all but a done deal. June 22nd in Texas, Tank Davis versus Frank the Ghost Martin. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an intriguing fight. It is, you guys out there saying that Tank Davis is fighting a nobody, that Tank Davis is cherry picking. Frank the Ghost Martin, I've been praising him for years. I always said Frank the Ghost Martin was going to be special. Well, now he's got to prove that I'm right. And he's got to step up and put on the performance of a lifetime to beat a very good boxer puncher in Tank Davis. And now, the last month, Tank Davis's career has gotten better looking as far as his resume goes, because he beat Isaac Cruz, who mollywopped that bum Raleigh Romero all over the fucking ring. And he knocked out Ryan Garcia, who beat the holy hell out of Devin Haney the second half of the fight tonight. So now Tank Davis is looking great. And if Tank Davis beats Frank the Ghost Martin, he enters my top 5 pound for pound. If Frank the Ghost Martin beats Tank Davis, he enters my pound for pound, period. But Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson were going at each other all fucking week on Twitter. And man, I hate to see 2 very young, special fighters, and both men are special. They are tremendous fighters. Shakur Stevenson is the best defensive fighter on the planet, period. It's not even close. And you guys are trying to say Devin Haney was on that level? Well, if Shakur Stevenson fought Ryan Garcia, he ain't getting dropped 3 times. He's moving. He's making Garcia miss. He wins a 12-round decision, even if you guys want to claim it's boring. Okay. Eventually, the fight to be made is Shakur versus Tank, but they've got to concentrate on who they're fighting. Still don't know who Shakur Stevenson is fighting. I think it's Haritayam. Shout out to my man Gritty. He told me that that's the fight hasn't been announced, but I'll be there. I'm going to be going to two fights, both top-ranked fights. June 8th, Xander Zayas fights at the theater at Madison Square Garden. I'm waiting for those tickets to go on sale so I get my tickets to go see that fight. And July 6th at the Prudential Center in Newark, Shakur Stevenson is supposed to fight Haritayam. I'm waiting for the announcement of that fight so I can go ahead and get my tickets, and I'll be going to those fights. I know a lot of you guys that listen to the podcast like to travel to Texas, Oklahoma, California, Vegas to see the fights. I'm not leaving New York City right now. My mother is 76 years old, and I take care of her. All right? In good conscience, I can't travel to Vegas. Even if my nephew or my sister was watching my mother, in good conscience, I can't because I'm taking care of her. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Tank and Shakur need to leave that shit alone. Tank Davis has a very dangerous fight coming up, and he needs to stop getting into Twitter wars with Shakur Stevenson. I think the Devin Haney war is over because Devin Haney, after tonight, I don't know what Devin Haney's next fight's going to be. Hopefully it's a rematch with Ryan Garcia. If I was Devin and Bill Haney, and I would call Oscar De La Hoya. Matter of fact, I would tell Oscar at the press conference. I haven't seen the press conference, ladies and gentlemen. Soon as the fight, I went straight to podcast. Been watching boxing 48 years, man. And I love when something shocking happens. Because tonight was great for boxing. Ryan Garcia winning this fight was great for boxing because he has a huge fan base and they're going to pay big money next time to go travel to wherever he fights to watch his fight on pay-per-view. Ryan Garcia resurrected his career tonight. It was a lopsided decision away from being over. Shout out to my man Kobe, my man from Detroit, raised, living in Tennessee right now, former U.S. Armed Services veteran. He said Ryan was going to lose tonight and that he'd have to retire. Well, Ryan ain't retiring no time soon. This win resurrected his career. Ryan Garcia is back, and now he has the last laugh. The ball's in his court. Garcia could decide whoever he wants to fight next. A rematch with Tank Davis. A rematch with Devin Haney. A fight with Shakur Stevenson. A fight with Teofimo Lopez. Teofimo Lopez versus Ryan Garcia would be a great fight to make. Because both men have incredible punching power. Both men will be standing in front of the ring. Both men have long arms. I would love to see Lopez versus Garcia. I would love to see Garcia-Tank Davis rematch. I would love to see Garcia versus Isaac Cruz. I would love to see Garcia versus Shakur Stevenson. I would love to see a rematch with Garcia and Tank Davis. The sky's the limit for Ryan Garcia right now. And if he can win his next fight, whether it's against Haney or whoever, all the guys I mentioned, if he figures out a way to beat any of those guys, oh, man. Oscar De La Hoya, cha-ching, 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 golden boy. Oscar right now has got to be in seventh heaven. Him and Ryan Garcia right now are probably banging three blonde chicks at a time. They're partying up in Ryan Garcia's suite, wherever it is in New York City, wherever he's at, the Parker Meridian, the Marriott, wherever they got the hotel room, the big breasted blonde haired women are in there with Oscar and Ryan, and they're going at it. Bernard's not partaking it because Bernard doesn't cheat on his wife. Bernard doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. Bernard hugged Ryan Garcia. went, got his check for the fight, and then probably got back on back on a plane straight back to his castle, his mansion out in Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, I was very upset with the way boxing was turning out in 2024. The last month has really resurrected my love of boxing again. I'm hyped. After this fight tonight, I am hyped. Congratulations to Ryan Garcia. He really put on a great performance. I don't want to hear no excuses. I'm about to go on Twitter as soon as I post this. So I'm calling out of work today. I'm tired. I worked a double shift. They killed me today. I was on the phone all day with clients and delivery guys, the whole nine. Today, I'm going to call out around 6 in the morning. So I'm talking 2 hours from now because I'm wired. After seeing this, and I'm glad I turned my notifications off. I wasn't spoiled. I got to see this fight at 2:30 in the morning without knowing who won the fight. And ladies and gentlemen, you can do that. If you don't want to pay for a pay-per-view and you don't want to get the fire stick and you don't want to thinking you're going to get caught, no one's going to get caught. If you don't want to see the fight when it happens, the fight ends at midnight. By 3 o'clock in the morning, the entire fight's up on Daily Motion. You can see the whole fight like I did because I knew that was going to happen. But you got to watch it as soon as it comes out because eventually that video will get flagged and you won't get to see the fight. You got to, you know, be smart. Like the frugal-ass OG Rob Silva is. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave you my top five. The 140-pound landscape has changed. Ryan Garcia right now is calling the shots at 140, baby. You got to... I hate to say it. I hate to admit it. But Ryan Garcia, without a title belt. And that's another thing. And I mentioned briefly earlier. Ryan Garcia beat the best fighter at 140 pounds and doesn't have to pay a sanctioning fee. Oh, man. Hey. You do what you can. You use whatever tricks you can to your advantage, right? Because he came 3 pounds overweight, people thought he wasn't serious. People thought that he was unhinged. People thought, oh man, he didn't make weight, so he really is out of shape. Ryan Garcia, when the fight was over, had 10 times more energy than Devin Haney. Then again, he didn't take the amount of punishment Haney took in the fight. And one other thing I want to mention. Haney's got to go back to boxing. He can't outslug a guy like Ryan Garcia. He didn't hurt Ryan Garcia one time in 12 rounds. Garcia hurt Haney at least 7-8 times, including the 3 knockdowns in this fight. You can't do that. He can't beat a Tank Davis fight like that. So we will see what happens with Devin Haney. I still got him number 10 in my pound-for-pound rankings. And hopefully he gets that immediate rematch with Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia doesn't have to give him a rematch because no titles were lost. We will see. I don't even know if there was a rematch clause because I don't think the Haney's, Bill and Devin, thought that Devin had a shot at losing. They didn't think. They were very overconfident. Ladies and gentlemen, my hat's off to Ryan Kingry Garcia. I am very happy for the young man. He proved me wrong. And you know what? I don't mind being proved wrong because the right outcome happened. What boxing needed is what happened Saturday night, April 20th at the Barclays Center. Ladies and gentlemen, this entire podcast was about Ryan Garcia's incredible victory over Devin Haney. And that's all we need to talk about. And that's all we're talking about. Let me check the boxing schedule. I think, Jose Ramirez fights Rancis Barthelemy next week. Who else is fighting next week? I'm looking at the boxing schedule right now. We've got... Jose, you know what? We're not doing a fight recap next week. Forget that. Jose Ramirez versus Rasmus Barthelemy. Get that out of the way. And Jose Ramirez is another potential opponent for Ryan Garcia, being that they're both Golden Boy fighters. What we're going to do is the next two episodes, and I might post them on the same day. The next two episodes will be part 7 and part 8 of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. His June 1981 fight versus Ayub Kalouli, and the showdown, his iconic, legendary, the fight I consider the greatest fight in history in the 147-pound division, the first fight versus Thomas Hearns, September 16th, 1981. That'll be part 8. So I'm going to put those two out. I'm going to record those probably this Friday, and those will be out Saturday morning. Or maybe I'll put one out on Friday, one out Saturday, back to back. And then the following week, we will do the fight recap of Canelo versus Munguia. And I'm going to give my prediction, Canelo versus Munguia. I got Canelo beating the holy hell out of Munguia before finally stopping him in the 7th round. That's my prediction on Canelo Alvarez versus Jaime Munguia. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, kudos to Ryan Garcia, the Hitman Chronicles Fighter of the Week, the 2024 Comeback Fighter of the Year, and now the leading contender for Fighter of the Year. Now, he's not going to hold that for long because the Usyk, Fury, and or Better BF Bivol winners will overtake him as the leading contender for Fighter of the Year. For right now, got to give it to Ryan Garcia because he went into the lion's den. He went against a guy that everybody, including myself, thought he had no shot of beating. And he dropped him 3 times to convincingly win and resurrect his career. Beautifully done by Ryan Garcia. If nothing else happens for the rest of his career, if he doesn't win another big fight in his career, he could always look back to this fight when he came in and he shocked the world by beating an undefeated fighter who a lot of media critics try to claim was the most accomplished fighter by the age of 25, which is bullshit. And I broke it down here before. No. Ryan Garcia went in and beat the guy that a lot of people thought was unbeatable. Nope. Everybody got somebody. We didn't know it was going to be Ryan Garcia. Congratulations once again to Ryan Garcia. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back later on in the week, probably next weekend, with 2 more of the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. Check out that series here on the Hitman Chronicles. I've done 6 episodes so far chronicling his entire career. The last episode was his historic win against Roberto Duran in the November 25th, 1980 Nomas fight. Until next time, when we talk Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kalouli, boxing fans, casual boxing fans, continue to be blessed and be a blessing.